You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
Hello. It's actually snowing behind me. There's a very strange combination of snow and sunshine in April. But here we are in the Catskills. The most interesting thing in tech is a theme. It's something I've talked about in the past couple of weeks, and I'm sure I'll be talking about in the next few weeks. But there are a lot of technological trends that were happening, but that are going to accelerate because of the coronavirus crisis. The most obvious one is working from home, video conferencing, accelerating massively. We all know that. Another one I'm interested in is self-driving cars. We're worried about proximity. Are we going to be worried about taking taxis, Ubers, and Lyfts? Of course we are. Will that accelerate the self-driving revolution? Will it make people more excited about or accepting of self-driving cars? It's not impossible, though I haven't seen that yet. And there was a story today that caught my eye. It's in the New York Times, and it's about universities using chatbots to communicate with accepted students. When I saw the headline, I thought it was universities interviewing students with chatbots, which would be a far too complex problem for chatbots. But chatbots are good at relatively simple things. If you can have a question and answer where there's a set of questions people always ask and a set of answers they can reasonably give, a chatbot can totally do that. It's called decision tree analysis. Right now, the computers aren't good enough to talk like humans or to answer complex questions, but if the questions are, where is the library? When does school start? Where do we get food? All the questions that you have when you're going to start at a new university, you can set up a chatbot to do that, and that saves an in-person interaction, and it saves families from having to visit the campus and get a tour guide to explain all that to them. So it actually seems kind of like a perfect use for the limited talents that chatbots have now. But as we start to use chatbots for things like this, the chatbot technology will get better, and maybe over time, they'll become useful for more complex things. Meanwhile, I need a chatbot to tell me what the heck the weather is going to be in an hour, because we've gone from hail to snow, so it looks like it's going to be a lovely sunny evening. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.